Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Don't stop living just to do your banking. With Trustmark, you have the freedom to bank whenever and wherever you want. Don't stop about Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC.
Of the Rebel Report podcast, my name is Michael Borky. If you are a first-time watcher right here on the Super Talk YouTube channel, don't forget, if you're an Ole Miss fan and you want to hear more Ole Miss content from me, pull out your phone and your favorite podcast app and search Rebel Report. That's all you need to do, and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Ole Miss just finished up a 40-6 win over Wake Forest. Obviously, we are talking about that tonight on this edition of the podcast. And, you know, the theme of this conversation is going to be about how they are human. They did not play well. And despite that, they still win by 34 points on the road at a Power 4 opponent. So we'll get to all that. We'll break down the game together after I tell you the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. We all know that in life, you know, injuries sometimes are unavoidable. We hope they never happen to you, but sometimes they do. If you have been personally injured, or you have a small business in which you need some legal advice or a possible contract dispute, I've got the person for you. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Saltillo, Mississippi, but if you're anywhere in the state, he will give you the best legal advice that you can find in this great state. Here's his phone number, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, 662-397-9799. And look, you may not need him today, but if you have a small business or you think down the road you might need some legal advice, save that number and DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm will help you out, and he presents the Rebel Report. So we'll do a little box score house cleaning is what I like to call it. We'll go through it quickly, and then we'll get some reaction beyond just the numbers. Again, Ole Miss wins 40-6 over Wake Forest. Jackson Dart had a big day, and Ole Miss had a big day on the ground as well. Almost, not quite, but almost 700 yards of offense yet again for Ole Miss. 377 through the air from Jackson Dart, 26 of 34, a pair of touchdowns and one interception. Trey Harris got hurt in the game, came back in the game after that injury, though. 127 yards for Trey Harris receiving on 11 receptions. Caden Lee was second on the team with 83 yards on 5 receptions. Juice Wells had 3 for 60, including a really impressive one-handed touchdown catch. Jordan Watkins, back healthy for Ole Miss, only had one catch, but it went for 75 yards and a touchdown. Henry Parrish, if you're a gambler, hit his over on receiving yards with 21 on his 4 catches. He was excellent on the ground. 23 carries, 148 yards, a pair of touchdowns for Henry Parrish tonight. Ole Miss had 273 rushing yards, including, again, 148 from Parrish and a pair of touchdowns. 50 from Matt Jones on just 7 carries. So Parrish and Jones averaged 6.4 and 7.1 yards per carry on the ground. Ulysses Bentley got in the game a little bit at the end. He had 17 yards on just 3 carries, so that's almost 6 yards per carry. 273, 3 touchdowns on 6.1 per carry for Ole Miss on the ground. Defensively, T.J. Dottery led the team in tackles with 8. You had Ivy had a couple of sacks in the game, but he went out with an injury. More on that later. Ole Miss defensively was very good. I mean, they had 4 sacks in the game, 5 tackles for loss, had an interception, 8 pass breakups, 8 quarterback hurries, and a forced fumble. So looking on the other side, and that's what makes this game so funny to me, is we're going to talk about what Ole Miss did not do well. They won 40-6. They held Wake Forest to 200, Hank Bachmeyer, the starter, to 239 passing yards on 39 attempts. That's 56% completions, but that yards per attempt number is not very good either. So 239 on 39 attempts, and they held Wake Forest to 46 yards rushing on 1.4 yards per carry. So 32 attempts, 46 rushing yards. It was actually below 1 yard per carry until late in the fourth quarter. Ole Miss's defensive line was rather dominant in the game. So that's kind of your box score. But here is where I want to start tonight. is, or start with the thoughts anyway. We've already gone through the box score. Is Ole Miss did not play well to me. Didn't play perfectly, especially. It was a very sloppy game for the Rebels tonight. You had, as they were going in for a touchdown, a bad snap that went over Dart's head that led to a turnover on what was looking like a touchdown drive, a very promising drive anyway, deep in Wake Forest territory. Bad snap, turnover. Jackson Dart had a really bad interception, an uncharacteristically bad mistake from Jackson Dart. Just shouldn't have done what he did, threw an interception there, and the penalties, my goodness, so many penalties for Ole Miss. 114 penalty yards, 11 penalties for 114 penalty yards. That was awful. And I agree with some of the fan reaction thinking that the officiating was bad to the point where it, like, that those numbers are inflated by bad officiating. Some of the calls I disagreed with, but when you have 114 penalty yards, that's not officiating exclusively. That is also you committing penalties, especially in the defensive secondary, inopportune penalties. And it was just a rough night there. So sloppy play, mistakes. You had a missed extra point in there. Two bad turnovers, a missed extra point, 114 yards worth of penalties. It should not have been as close as it was, and it was still a 34-point win. I know Wake Forest isn't great. Certainly not the best team that they'll see this year, but they are competent. It was a road game against a competent team that runs an interesting scheme, and you guys got to see a lot of that slow mesh tonight. It is very interesting and honestly kind of fun to watch when you think about it. But so on the road, power four opponent, you played like, for them anyway, it's relatively speaking, but you kind of played like crap, and you still win by 34 points. And to me, that underscores just how good this Ole Miss team is or can be. It underscores what their ceiling is by being able to do that, play sloppy, and still be as dominant as they were tonight against Wake Forest. So that, to me, is the biggest takeaway. They did not play well. There's going to be a lot of things that they're going to put on film, or that they put on film, that they're going to get ripped apart for in film sessions. But I said this on Twitter, and I'll say it here because I think it's an absolutely true thing. There is probably nothing more that coaches love than a sloppy win, because you can get after their rear ends, if you know what I mean. You can get after their butts a little bit while also not having to deal with the fallout of a loss, right? So they win comfortably, they continue to put up big stats and get the nation's attention, and they're a top five team, and yet they still have a lot of things that they can correct. Quite frankly, I think tonight was good for this team overall. I think tonight was good for Ole Miss, being able to not play perfectly and still win like this, so they can, not that this team needed to be humbled, because they have very clearly over the first 2 weeks played and prepared like a team that was focused, but this can just help avoid the mental, you know, we're really good, so we don't have to lock in all the time thing that can happen to football teams, right? This is a perfect opportunity for the coaches to get their attention, to lock them back in, to take care of business against Georgia Southern next week before SEC play, and Kentucky comes to town, who, as of this recording, is giving Georgia all that the Bulldogs can handle right now. So I think this is good for this team. It can, quote unquote, humble them a little bit, kind of bring them back to earth, allow them to refocus, fix some things, execute better for Georgia Southern, and get right before SEC play and when Kentucky comes to town. A few other things. I think run defense is just awesome for this team. I really like the linebacker play. Dottery was good. Paul was good. Coleman did some nice things. Perkins, I know he's not really a linebacker anymore, but even, you know, Perkins, people have been wondering where he is. He did some nice things tonight. The totality of the defensive line was just so overwhelming for Wake Forest. And, you know, Jared Ivey, don't know yet about what that injury is. I've been trying to see if Lane Kiffin's going to give an update. I doubt we're going to get much, but in 2 weeks they play an SEC game. So there has to be some kind of injury update then. But, you know, it looks like he got stepped on, rolled his ankle a little bit, and came out of the game, and I think was on the bike on the sidelines, and then they ended up getting the cart to cart him off the field. And that is not the cart is a bad thing, because as we talked about last week with Walter Nolan, and then you saw tonight with Trey Harris, when they let them walk off on their own power, when they're kind of running around the sidelines and doing their own thing, and Harris even went to the locker room on his own accord, like he was able to walk to the locker room. I texted a friend. I was like, that kind of tells me he's fine, because they wouldn't make him do that if they were concerned that it was something serious. And then, a little while later, the cart comes out for Ivy. So hopefully for Ole Miss, it's just like a turned ankle or a light sprain or something like that, because they need him. And he was really good tonight as well, but they need him emotionally. They need his production on the field. This team needs Jared Ivy. And so luckily they shouldn't this weekend. So there's at least, a buffer game. If it is just like a sprain, to where they can get him back for Kentucky and kind of give him a week off here. But that's something obviously to keep an eye on and to monitor with Ole Miss moving forward, is Jared Ivy's injury. Trey Harris came back into the game. He looks completely fine. All of the other injuries appeared to not be serious. I know that there was a lot of talk on the broadcast about Ole Miss and the faking injuries thing, and what's fake and what's not. And to be honest with you, at first, I don't enjoy watching it. I think it's I don't like it myself, but none of those appeared to be rather significant. So unless that changes, I would take that for what that's worth at the moment. But the secondary, I think, is a problem. And it's funny, because we are holding them to such a high standard, because, again, I mentioned earlier, Wake Forest did not really have a good passing night for what their offense is and supposed to be. When they have 39 pass attempts for under 240 yards on only 56% completions, that is a good day defensively. That is a really good day. But you guys know this. They're going to see better, more talented quarterbacks. They're going to see teams with better wide receivers and better offensive lines. They committed too many penalties in the secondary, and at times they got beat too easily, especially the stuff over the middle, which I was curious about. But you can officially call that an issue. How big of an issue? It still remains to be seen, because, again, when you put it into the context of stats, they were fine tonight. But you guys watched it as well as I did. It certainly wasn't perfect, but there are things that are concerning, the penalties especially concerning. Now, again, they all weren't great calls, but still, there is some questions about Ole Miss's defensive secondary after 3 weeks. So we'll see if they can correct that or what kind of adjustments they make to try to alleviate that. But there are better teams on the horizon that will be better equipped to take advantage of a possible weakness that they have there in the secondary. So all in all, good night. Dart put up good numbers, made one really stupid mistake, but he's tough, as you know what. That touchdown run, Dart's touchdown run, I mean, just bowling over a linebacker. After earlier in the game, he cut the bridge of his nose on his helmet. As we talked about all offseason, that's something that I don't want him to do very often. He needs to protect his body some, but that was such an important moment in the game where Jackson Dart essentially told everybody with that play, okay, this game's over. Like, that ended the football game. He lowered his shoulder, barreled over a couple of guys, scored a long touchdown run, and that ended the game. That effectively ended the game. You even heard the sideline reporter on the broadcast talking about afterwards, like, hey, this Wake Forest sideline's kind of dejected after that. That was like the crushing blow to their hopes in this game, was Jackson Dart doing what he did. So I still don't think that he should run like that very often, but obviously it needs to happen some for the offense to be full at full effectiveness. And it's one of those moments that that just have a team gravitate towards a quarterback, right? Everybody on that team, I promise you, loved what he did there. And it just, when your quarterback is doing stuff like that, it just does so much for your team's morale and otherwise. And it just shows how tough he is. And that was a special play there as well. So good night for him. Henry Parrish, clear cut running back one for this team. He's productive. He's really good in pass pro. He caught the ball out of the backfield. Why you can't take carries away from him at this point. So all in all, a really good night for Ole Miss, despite them not playing well tonight. But either way, I'm glad that you guys have been with me. Appreciate you watching. If you're a first-time watcher on Super Talk's YouTube channel, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them. And this edition of the Rebel Report is presented in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. For all of your Mississippi office technology needs, tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me at Advantage Business Systems. And the podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day. There's 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely one near you. Their online banking platform is awesome. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. The next edition of the Rebel Report will be uploaded late Sunday night. We'll recap the weekend, talk more about Ole Miss's win over Wake Forest, and hope you guys will join me there. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you on the next one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.